I was in the fifth year of my four-year degree program. Early that year, the Indigo Girls released their self-titled album, the first track of which is Closer to Fine. I was a student at St. John's University, just outside of St. Cloud, Minnesota. And when I hear the song, the image that flashes into my head is these hallways in the main building of the campus, which was called the Quadrangle. And the hallways had like 20 feet ceilings and were all bare red brick. A building that had been built, I don't know, 100 years more than that ago. I spent a lot of time walking those halls. By the time I was in the sixth year of my fourth year degree, the Indigo Girls album was one of the albums I was listening to over and over and over again. This despite the bit in Closer to Fine when they sing about going to see the doctor of philosophy who graded my performance. They sing, I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind, got my paper and I was free, and I'd grumble to the stereo, you think you had it bad? Gonna take me 6 years, full time, to get my four-year degree. It was more of a pretend grumble than a real grumble, I'll admit, because I kind of liked college. And I loved the Indigo Girls. This was before I was really playing guitar, but I had that whole album memorized. I loved the acoustic guitars, and I loved the songs and the lyrics. They just seemed so well written. And the way the voices of Emily Saliers and Amy Ray would soar and twine and answer each other and support one another. And I am really glad. I think it's just great that they are getting a little boost lately because Closer to Fine is in the Barbie movie. There you go. There's your connection. You were waiting for it. If you didn't know it already, hadn't. All right, there it is. Closer to Fine is in the Barbie movie. I was already interested in seeing the Barbie movie because Greta Gerwig was the director and the co-writer of it. I had liked a bunch of her stuff before, and 10 years ago, there was an article profiling her in the UU World. She is really talented. She is UU, so odds were that I was going to go see this movie. But then when I learned that Closer to Fine was in it, that I had to hear. So if you've seen the trailer for the movie, you know that there are two main locations that the movie takes place in. One is Barbie Land, where all the Barbie dolls live, and the other is the real world, or Los Angeles, which can get pretty real. Can get pretty real in Los Angeles. The song appears in the movie three times, not just once, three times. Because it's the song that Barbie and the other characters sing when they want to get from one world to the other. Perfect choice. Closer to Fine is a song about seeking. When I was in college, that fit me pretty well. Young people are trying to figure things out, trying to figure out who they are, what it all means. The singer Brandi Carlile, whose cover of Closer to Fine is on the Barbie album, she calls Closer to Fine a very young person's song. I don't know. I don't think that seeking or looking for meaning is just a young person's thing. Have you stopped? I haven't stopped. I still got questions. Maybe we can achieve some moments of equanimity, but I think we're always seeking meaning. About the movie, Greta Gerwig says, I really thought of it like a spiritual journey. The spiritual journey of Barbie. How can you resist? The Barbies live in a world, she says, that has the comfort of fundamentalism. There is no death, no aging or shame, and you never have to wonder what you're meant to do. And then Barbie starts having thoughts about death. And her heels hit the ground, no longer primed for the high heels shoes anymore. And horror of horrors, she starts to see signs of something that she learns is called cellulite. And the Barbie Land world really isn't working for her anymore. She's got some questions. Gerwig says, the idea that you're not going to follow a path that's been laid out for you comes with a fair amount of terror. The spiritual journey of Barbie. I can't say as I ever thought I'd be preaching about that one day. In a way, it's another song in the movie soundtrack that really articulates the main question. At another key moment in the movie, you'll hear a song by Billie Eilish called What Was I Made For? The song starts with the words, I used to float, now I just fall down. I used to know, but I'm not sure now. What was I made for? Taking a drive, I wasn't ideal. Looked so alive, turns out I'm not real, just something you paid for. That in the Barbie movie. Oh, interesting. What was I made for? And there's me in the movie theater feeling all verklempt about Barbie. It really is a fascinating movie. Closer to Fine is about pursuing that question, looking for some insight. What was I made for? What's it all about? At one point in the song, you go see the doctor of philosophy, then you stop by the bar at 3 a.m., typical places to look for meaning, right? I went to the doctor, to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. We go to the Bible. We go through the workout. We look in all of those places for meaning. Heck, we live in Saratoga Springs, a place where people come to drink from the fountains. This is what people do. The most interesting lines in the song, Closer to Fine, are, I think, in the second verse. The second verse is the one that acknowledges how the search for meaning can feel, just what the landscape can feel like. That's where the song goes, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. I don't know how quote-unquote true that is, but boy, it sure feels true lots of the time, doesn't it? In the movie, Barbie and Ken are confronted with some powerful darkness that they learned is called patriarchy. And Ken gets a bit seduced by it. Seems to work pretty well for him out there. Take a glance at our national politics and sometimes our local politics, and it feels like naming a bunch of examples of the insatiableness of darkness and the hard-to-hear message of light. Well, it's easy to come up with examples. Then the next bit of that verse, that's really the part that I keep coming back to. Out on this search for meaning in this difficult world, full of a panoply of oppressions, full of hungry darkness and quiet light, the song sings, I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sailed my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. There's plenty of stuff in the world to be fearful of. But I also think that we're encouraged to cultivate and to hang on to our fears. We wrap our fears around ourselves like a blanket. What kind of a way of life is that? What does a blanket of fear insulate you from? I'm tempted to say that what it insulates us from is living. We can stick with what feels safe, but that isn't always going to work. The ship of safety can sink. It's quite sinkable, it turns out. And maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe having to crawl up on the shore is what we need to do. There, no longer aboard our ship of safety, no longer wrapped in our blanket of fear, we can learn and feel things that we hadn't let ourselves be open to. Experiencing the world, meeting people, learning. What does meaning look like? How do you know what you're made for? In Barbie Land, all the Barbies have a role. There's Lawyer Barbie, arguing before Supreme Court Barbies. There's Astronaut Barbie and President Barbie. And there's our lead character, Stereotypical Barbie. She says that she's the one that when you close your eyes and you think Barbie, she's the one you think of. That's her role. When Barbie gets to the real world, she doesn't see any of those roles as really available to her. She sees a billboard when she gets there, and it's a row of women in bathing suits from a beauty contest or something. She looks up there and says, "Oh, look, it's the Supreme Court." It's a fascinating movie. Barbie in the real world, and Ken in the real world. I mean, Ken in Barbie Land. Poor Ken. Ken is just there to be seen by Barbie. As the tagline goes, what? She's everything, he's just Ken. He just exists to be seen by Barbie. And if he doesn't think that he's being seen by Barbie, he's not quite sure if he's really existing. Who is he if Barbie doesn't give him the attention? I don't know if you've read reviews of this movie, but lots of them will say that there are points in the movie where Ken, played by Ryan Gosling, kind of takes the thing over, and it's not just one person's issues that we're working out here. It's when I was thinking about Barbie and Ken trying to figure out who they are, that's when the words of Zadie Smith came to me. I read her novel On Beauty a long time ago. It's a novel about a family named the Belsies. The children are all mixed race. They have a white father and a black mother. And in the reading guide to it, there's an interview with Zadie Smith. And whoever's doing the interviewing observes that these mixed race children are having a really hard time finding their identity. Smith says the Belsie children don't struggle to find an identity because they're mixed race. They struggle because they are of modernity and the product of a 20th century that invented and patented this piece of claptrap called finding an identity. And it drives everybody nuts, mixed race or no. The search for an identity is one of the most wholesale, phony ideas we've ever been sold. In the 21st century, it's almost entirely subsumed in its purest form of brand identity. What's more brand identity than Barbie? All those dolls with all those identities established for them right in the box. Take them out of the box and they do their best to take those identities right along with them, hold right on to them. Which can be difficult because, you know, kids will come along and cut their hair and color on them and twist them about. You never did that to your Barbies, right? Zadie Smith says the Belsie children need to stop worrying about their identities and concern themselves with the people they care about, with ideas that matter to them, and beliefs that they can stand by. The world does not deliver meaning to you. You have to make it meaningful. Meaningfulness isn't about finding which box is yours. Zadie Smith says, concern yourself with the people you care about. I want to say it kind of like this. Just concern yourself with care, with caring. When she was just getting this gig to write and direct the Barbie movie before the pandemic, Greta Gerwig went to the headquarters of Mattel for a brand immersion. But it wasn't just about learning this is what the Barbie brand is. It was learning about the history of the brand and how they've tried to shift it and change it and make it grow a bit. She learned, among other things, that unlike when she was a child, there are no longer friend characters in the Barbie universe. All of these women are Barbie, and Barbie is all of these women. That's what Gerwig remembers the executives telling her. Gerwig says, "But this is extraordinary," I remembered thinking. "This is very high spiritual work they've done. You can sort of stumble into poetry that selfhood is contained amongst all these people. Is that poetry? I don't know. But maybe it does shift that meaningfulness question from identity, which box is yours, to the question of who and what do you care about? Who do you treat with care? Who gets treated with care? What will you give your care to? And that's a big question. And maybe that's why at the start of Closer to Fine, Emily Saliers sings about a friend who helped her not take her life so seriously because it's only life after all. And then the song says that getting closer to fine means recognizing that there's more than one answer to these questions pointing me in a crooked line. The less I seek my source for some definitive, the closer I am to fine. Instead of she's everything and he's just Ken, by the time we get to the end of the movie, and maybe by the time we get to the end of the song, that shifts to you are everything. And as is said about the Kens in the movie, you are Ken-uff. You are Knuff. You are everything, and you are Knuff. May you know yourselves as everything and Knuff. May you feel yourselves feeling, growing, closer to fine.